This is a podcast from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a nonpartisan research institute that explores budget policies and issues affecting low and moderate income Americans.
In this podcast, we will discuss some of the major provisions in the health reform law that will help reduce the deficit. Today, we will discuss how the law saves money for the federal government. Next time, we'll talk about its major revenue sources. I'm Shannon Spillane, and I'm joined by Paul Vandewater, a senior fellow at the center. Paul, the Congressional Budget Office says that health reform will reduce the deficit by $143 billion over the next 10 years. That's a lot of money. What are some ways that the federal government will save money?
There are four major sources of savings. First, reducing overpayments to Medicare Advantage plans. Second, lowering some Medicare payment rates. Third, cutting Medicaid prescription drug costs. And fourth, reducing payments to hospitals for treating uninsured patients.
Let's start with Medicare Advantage.
Sure, Shannon. One quarter of Medicare beneficiaries get their health coverage through private insurance companies in a program called Medicare Advantage. Medicare pays those private insurance companies about 13% more per beneficiary than it would spend on the same beneficiary in traditional Medicare. The health reform law scales back these overpayments.
You mentioned reducing some Medicare payment rates in your second point. Which rates would be cut and why?
Each year, Medicare increases the amount that it pays to hospitals, nursing facilities, and other health care providers to account for inflation and other factors that increase their cost of providing care. But Medicare doesn't consistently factor in productivity improvements that actually reduce providers' costs. The health reform law scales back annual payment increases to account for increased productivity.
Your third point was Medicaid prescription drug costs. How does the health reform law reduce them?
To participate in Medicaid, drug companies must pay rebates to the federal and state governments for drugs that are prescribed to beneficiaries. The health reform law will increase these rebates. This will save money by ensuring that Medicaid programs don't pay more than private purchasers for the same drugs.
Finally, you noted that the health reform law reduces spending on the uninsured. How so?
The federal government compensates hospitals that treat a large number of uninsured patients. But health reform will dramatically shrink the number of uninsured Americans. In fact, more than 30 million people will gain coverage. As a result, hospitals will serve fewer uninsured patients, which means that the federal government won't need to pay hospitals as much for treating them.
Paul, what's the bottom line?
The health reform law is fiscally responsible. Not only does it pay for the cost of expanding health insurance for more than 30 million people, it also will reduce the deficit. And it achieves this result with sound policies that make sense.
Thanks for joining me, Paul. We just discussed some of the major ways that the new health reform law saves the federal government money. Savings is only one part of how health reform will be paid for. Bringing in revenue is another. Stay tuned for the next podcast, which will discuss how health reform will bring in revenue.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Read commentary from our experts at offthechartsblog.org. Find us on Twitter and Facebook, and create a My Center account at centeronbudget.org.